From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Meg Cunningham. Missouri's decision not to expand Medicaid could be hurting rural hospitals. A new report from the pro-Affordable Care Act group Protect Our Care Missouri found 90% of rural hospital closures were in states that didn't expand Medicaid. Missouri remains one of the 14 states that hasn't expanded the program. National Rural Health Association Vice President Brock Slaybaugh says when the number of insured people rises, vulnerable hospitals get a boost.
Most rural hospitals are funded through government payers, that being Medicare and Medicaid. In many facilities, that could amount to as much as 80% of total revenues.
Last week, a hospital in Kennett became the fourth rural hospital to close since 2010. Attorneys seeking to prove former Governor Eric Greitens and his staff have violated Missouri's Sunshine Law by using the Message Deleting Confide app have an extra hurdle to clear. Cole County Judge John Beadham Tuesday issued a protective order blocking Greitens' former staffers from being interviewed under oath. Mark Pedroli, an attorney with the group Sunshine Project, will instead have to subpoena Confide itself to see if copies of texts between Greitens and his former staff exist. Pedroli's not sure if that'll work.
If the answers come back no, the only way for me to prove that case is to be able to take witness testimony and to ask them about that. So, Your Honor, I hope you can keep that your mind open for that.
Attorneys for the governor's office say the premise of the lawsuit is wrong because Sunshine Law violations involve refusal to provide existing documents as opposed to destroying them. And the Missouri Democratic Party says Governor Mike Parson had no authority to appoint a lieutenant governor. The party filed suit late Monday, the same day Parson named former state senator Mike Kehoe to the office. It claims state law prohibits any governor from doing so. But Lowell Pearson, who served as Matt Blunt's top attorney, says the law in question talks about the timing of an election to fill the lieutenant governor's post.
In my mind, for the General Assembly to override the Constitution, it would have to say something almost as clear as the governor may not fill a vacancy in the office of lieutenant governor. And in my judgment, we're not even close to that level of clarity.
Pearson was one of two attorneys the governor's office consulted before appointing Kehoe. And a federal report says people who lived near or played in a contaminated St. Louis area creek from the 1960s to the 1990s may have increased risk of developing cancer. The Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry released a report on Monday on cancer risks from Coldwater Creek, according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. The report found that exposure could raise risk of bone and lung cancers, as well as leukemia. Nuclear waste from World War II weapon production is to blame. It was dumped next to the creek, which flows into the Missouri River. Cleanup has been ongoing for about 20 years. More than 140 current area residents have filed federal lawsuits in the last 6 years, alleging nuclear waste exposure has caused illness or death. I'm Meg Cunningham, KBIA News, Columbia.